This is Passport to Texas. With enough time and money, dedicated birders can compile life lists of species they've observed numbering in the thousands.
Their lists are their life experiences. When they look through the list, they can relive the incredible memories they've had traveling the world and going to exotic places and seeing incredible things.
Russell Rowe, managing editor of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, wrote about big listers for the August-September issue. These folks exceed the 8,000 bird level. Only about 24 people in the world can claim this accomplishment. Why so few? Well, chasing after the big list affects more than just the birder.
You do hear tales of birders who go out and spend months on the road and miss their families' birthdays and strain their marriages and everything else.
What motivates these people? Rose says for one subject in his article named David Shackelford, it was a chance encounter with a bird.
David Shackelford grew up at Pinellas Falls State Park, and he told the story of having this encounter with a golden-cheeked warbler where he was climbing up a cliff at Pinellas Falls to get a closer look at a plant, and he heard a golden-cheeked warbler, and it came and it landed on his finger, and that he just had this incredible connection to this bird. To me, he was always trying to relive that connection by going out and trying to find all these birds in the world.
Read this article in the August-September 2013 issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.